Finally, in today's local world, a proposal by oil and gas exploratory company Corallian Energy to drill an exploratory oil well 6 kilometres out to sea in Poole Bay. It's upset many, including the Dorset Wildlife Trust, on the grounds that the marine area involved is environmentally very sensitive, as the Trust's marine conservation officer Emma Rance told me.
We're very concerned about the proposal for the exploration site in Poole Bay by Corallian Energy. Three main points, really. Pollution, noise, and the dumping of drill cuttings at sea. Pollution, whilst the likelihood of blowout is low risk, if it was to occur, which we have seen globally on a number of occasions, the impacts in the marine environment and on the coastline can be catastrophic.
Now, Emma, just to interrupt you there, yeah. What exactly do you mean by blowout? This is when there is a major accident and therefore oil spill?
That's correct, yes. The exploration site itself, they're drilling, cutting into the seabed, and they're exploring the opportunity for oil within the vicinity. And of course, whilst there are many safeguards in place, of course, there is still that risk. We saw that with the Deepwater Horizon recently, unfortunately.
This is definitely going ahead, is it? Have they got a permit to do this?
No, not at all. Corallian Energy, the consultation, which is now closed, was based on the environmental statement that they've written. And in this environmental statement, it sets out their proposals, the procedures, the likely impacts that they've researched. But the consultation was open to the public and organisations like ourselves, Dorset Wildlife Trust, to comment. And there were a number of facts that were omitted from this environmental statement and areas which weren't really focused upon, which we felt needed far more of a priority.
What did you feel, Emma, had been omitted?
The site itself in Poole Bay sits directly within nursery grounds and spawning grounds for a number of very important and vulnerable marine species, commercially important fish species like herring, lemon sole, flounder, shark and ray species as well. And of course, their spawning and their nursery grounds are going to be used at their most vulnerable time. There was no focus on this at all. And of course, we do have a local Dorset inshore fishery as well, which the economy relies upon this fishery. And of course, if this exploration well was to go ahead, it's the impact upon these commercial fish species would be from the noise created from the check shot drilling. That's the methods they use to determine how deep they're going or they need to go to drill into the ground. And of course, the drill cuttings as well that are created as a byproduct from the drilling. These drill cuttings can smother on the more finer sediments, can smother these commercial spawning and nursery grounds. And also on the larger drill cuttings, which Corallian have omitted from their environmental statement, the size of which can cause physical abrasion to marine habitats. And we know from the research which has been gathered on the Corallian environmental statement that we do have Sabella, which is a type of a reef-dwelling worm. It creates reefs, substantial reefs on the seabed out of sands and sediments. And it is a vulnerable species, so the physical abrasion from these drill cuttings will be quite harmful to these as well.
And such a species, I assume, is a valuable asset, as it were, to the natural environment?
That's right. Well, numerous species. And notwithstanding the fact that this oil well exploration site sits directly within the Solent and Dorset Coast Special Protection Area. Now, this is an area that's been proposed. It's not yet designated. But the whole area is proposed as a foraging site for the internationally important common tern, sandwich tern and little tern. Now, these birds forage for herring, sprat and sandeel all along the Solent and Dorset coastline. And, of course, not only will the oil well impact upon their prey at their most vulnerable time, as I mentioned earlier, the nursery grounds and the spawning grounds of which, but also potentially impacts upon the birds themselves during their feeding time.
And am I right in thinking it's the little tern that nests on Chesil Bank and that the numbers declined
That's
to,
correct.
What was it, about 10 birds, and that population is, thanks to all the conservation work that's been done, that number has gradually
yes.
gone back up?
Yes, I mean, all three of those species are protected under European and international legislation. So we have a duty, certainly in Dorset, to further protect them through this special protection area.
Emma, is there any way to oblige, I mean, supposing that Karelian get the permit to do this exploratory drilling, is there any way to oblige them to remove those drill cuttings instead of simply dumping them on the seabed and causing all the damage that you say?
Yep, certainly. We believe that there's no reason to leave them on the seabed. In fact, there's less impact taking them inland and taking them to landfill. But Karelian believe there's less impact on the marine environment if they're dumped at sea. The other issue I didn't mention, although I highlighted the noise impact, but going on the modelling that Karelian have used, the modelling research, they have stated that the noise impact will carry a radius of 27 miles from the actual exploration site. And there is much research to show that noise can have a detrimental effect upon marine species as it would on land. So cetaceans such as whales and dolphins that use echolocation to hunt, to navigate, to communicate, this can cause a great deal of impact towards them. And also going back to the commercial fish species and, of course, the sharks and rays as well, there's, again, Karelian have omitted any focus upon these species from the impacts of noise. So even though this oil well is only going ahead, it is proposed for 45 days, that impact of noise out to 27 miles is quite considerable.
I imagine that the local fishermen and fishing groups would not be very happy about this proposal.
No, and from my personal conversations with certainly the pool inshore fishermen, which we do have been working quite closely with just recently, there are a number of fishermen which will have their grounds completely limited to fishing, and they do feel that they were not consulted at all on this matter. Just one last thing. In fact, one of these fishermen yesterday, Tom Russell, he alerted me to and sent me some images of three seahorses that he accidentally found within his crab and lobster pots, 30 metres down within the vicinity, within the impact zone of the Karelian exploration well, only yesterday. And this was the short-snouted seahorses, which are protected by law. So we have got also a number of protected and very important and vulnerable species living directly within the site or within close impact of the actual site itself.
That should, in theory, give you substantial ammunition, as
yeah.
it were.
Yeah, we believe so. And we certainly, and this was one of many reasons why we opposed the proposal for the oil well.
And that was Emma Rance, Marine Conservation Officer for the Dorset Wildlife Trust. And some of conservation's big guns, chief among them Jane Goodall, who is originally from Poole, Chris Packham and Kate Humble, also very recently joined with local politicians, businesses, residents and environmental groups to protest against this test drilling proposal. So we will keep you posted.